This is AFN Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat.
On Wednesday, October 12th, the United States White House released the National Security Strategy that is used to set budgets, encourage cooperation, advance diplomacy, steer investment, and much, much more. Jake Sullivan, President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor, had this to say.
Today, our world is once again at an inflection point. We're in the early years of a decisive decade.
The strategy details the president's vision of a free, open, and prosperous and secure international order. It offers a roadmap for seizing this decisive decade to advance America's vital interests, position America and our allies to outpace our competitors, and build broad coalitions to tackle shared challenges. By leveraging our national strengths and rallying a broad coalition of allies and partners, we will advance our vision of a free, open, prosperous, and secure world. The guided missile destroyer USS Delbert D. Black conducted a replenishment with the U.S. Navy's Military Sealift Command's dry cargo and ammunition ship USNS Matthew Perry in the Gulf of Oman on October 15th. Last Thursday, October 13th, NSA Bahrain and Tenet Command celebrated the U.S. Navy's 247th birthday with several activities on base, from a cake-cutting ceremony to a cardboard boat regatta. Navy pride, spirit de corps, and uplifted morale was on site for all to see as 14 teams competed to win the prize and make the journey across the fitness pool. Reporting from Naval Support Activity Bahrain, I'm Petty Officer Jonathan Nye.